Hey friends, Peggy Hall back with you from thehealthyamerican.org. Have you ever been stuck on one of those phone trees? I know that's a funny question because we all have. Your call is very important to us, so please continue to hold. How about this one? What's that noise? It's the customer service line. And then they still haven't hung up after a full hour of mind-melting hold music. What's wrong with them? So I'm going to share with you a story from a healthy American who was on a phone tree with Medicare and what Medicare is pushing, and more importantly, how he is pushing back. I like this one. Try recording it again, but this time don't laugh when you say your call is important to us. Let me know how frustrated you get with these phone trees. It's really aggravating. Of course, that was AI basically, or computers ushered in many years ago. I love when I can call a company and someone answers the phone. I'm going to share with you a company that does just that. And this is noblegoldinvestments.com. You're going to speak to someone in the United States when you give them a call at 877-646-5347. I want to share a brief message from the sponsor. Then we're going to dive in and I'm going to share with you a couple of things. Number one, the frustration that my friend had calling Medicare and what they're peddling and how he stood up against that. And then number two, a short note that came in from a healthy American and how she stood up to Kaiser as well. First of all, here is a Noble Gold Investments alert. Gold has surged 46% in less than a year, doubling the gains of the NASDAQ and the S&P 500. It is not just another rally. World reserves of gold are shifting, exposing cracks in the monetary system. Investors are losing confidence in paper gold and demanding physical metal. As you can see right here, friends, you can get your hands on that physical metal. And when people are demanding that physical metal, it creates a massive gap between the gold owned and the gold available. But this is not just about how institutions broke another system. It's about how you can profit from it. So right now, Noble Gold Investments has a limited supply of investment-grade gold bars and coins available. As banks scramble to fulfill their obligations, pushing gold prices higher, you can profit. Smart investors are already moving into physical gold. And Noble Gold Investments makes it easy for you to do the same. And right now, when you make a qualified investment, Noble Gold is going to add a free 10th ounce gold coin to your order. So do not wait until it's too late. I want you to go to noblegoldinvestments.com. You can turn the panic of others into your profit. But when you buy these gold bars, you can get your hands on the physical gold. Go to noblegoldinvestments.com and get your questions answered by the experts. Friends, I want to share with you this email that came in from a healthy American. And this is Carrie. He lives in Malibu. He's been on my show before, and he is a person who takes action. So he wrote to Medicare, and he sent me a copy of the letter. He said, "I'm writing to formally express my concern regarding the recorded message heard when calling Medicare, which promotes a free cooties cocktail for individuals and families without any disclosure of potential severe or deadly side effects, such as myocarditis and pericarditis. This omission may constitute a violation of federal and state laws requiring full disclosure of medical risks." How do you like them apples, friends? I think this is awesome. He heard that recording, just like when I go into CVS, it's over the loudspeaker, line up and become a human pincushion. But he now has sent this letter, and they actually sent a letter back saying, "Oh, we need more information for our investigation." He's like, "It's not about me. It's about you. It's about your phone tree and this message that you have." So he also mentioned these exact laws that are being violated. I'm going to share that with you. So, informed consent doctrine. This is a federal law. The FDA regulations on drug and cocktail, I'll just call it like I sees it, advertising. And then the California Business and Professions Code for false and misleading advertising. He goes on to say the failure to provide a balanced disclosure could mislead vulnerable populations, including seniors and low-income individuals, into making medical decisions without being fully informed of potential risks. Transparency and truth in medical communication are fundamental to ethical healthcare. And then he finishes by giving his requested action. I love that this is very clear, very succinct. He said, immediate correction of the recorded message to include a clear risk disclosure, investigation into potential violations of informed consent laws, and official response from your office outlining corrective actions. I urge your office to take this matter seriously and initiate an immediate review. So I think this is great. And I applauded Carrie and I said, let me try to share this on the show because I love when people take action. So here we have, stick with me to the end, friends, because I've got a little bonus thing I want to share with you as well. Following up on a video I did about the Brady Bunch a couple of days ago. So here we have it. This is the first federal law, and this is under the Patient's Bill of Rights. I have done so many videos about the Patient's Bill of Rights where you have a right to participate in your medical treatment. And here we go. The patient has the right to participate in the development and implementation of his or her plan of care. The patient or his or her representative has the right to make informed decisions regarding his or her care. So that includes being informed of his or her health status, being involved in the care planning and treatment, and this is the most important, being able to request or refuse treatment. And I've done many videos about this, friends. You have a right, for example, if you broke your leg and they want to give you a cast, you have a right to refuse the morphine, for example. They cannot refuse to treat your broken leg just because you have refused other treatment. And keep in mind that all of these products and interventions are medical treatments, and you have the right of refusal. Let's take a look at another federal law, shall we? And this is all about, we'll go here to the top. It's quite a lengthy one. Prescription drug advertisements. I really like Carrie's way that he interpreted that this message on the phone tree saying, sign up for your cooties cocktail. It's really a type of advertisement. And I plucked out this important point that says the requirement of a true statement of information relating to side effects, contraindications, and effectiveness applies to the entire advertisement. And I tend to agree with Carrie that playing an announcement for you to get this jab is really a type of advertisement. Now, he's in the state of California, and he also is applying this law, which is false advertising. And I wanted to share that with you because there is another part here about it is unlawful to make any untrue or misleading statement. So he is applying this law as well. Now, there are other laws that apply to your right to refuse any inflicted medical intervention. And I have a whole playlist on my channel about that. And I have compiled a lot on my website, which is thehealthyamerican.org. And I've got all of the California laws that protect you from being coerced or intimidated into participating in any type of medical intervention that you don't agree with. So I applaud Carrie for taking action. It is unfortunate that Medicare replied and did not really take up this action, but I know that he is going to persist. So I wanted to share that with you. Now, I also wanted to share with you a letter that came in from a healthy American who worked for Kaiser, and this was in the state of Washington. And I'm so grateful from Kelly. So I wanted to share this letter with you as well. And then we're going to look at the difference between the cold, the flu, or cooties from Kaiser themselves. But first, let me share this letter with you. Dear Peggy, I hope you are having a wonderful day. I've been planning to write this letter for years. So now I'm finally doing it. Thank you so much for coming into my life. I found you when I was facing the forced jabs at Kaiser. And through your message, I was successful in getting my exemption honored. This was so valuable to dispel fear, and it gave me true empowerment and a closer connection with my creator. At the time, my son was 6 months old, and I was the main source of finances, and we were in the middle of getting our dream homestead. Thanks to you, we were able to stay on that path, and we are now living our dream. You are a true blessing to our world, and I wish you continued success and all the great things this life has to offer. Forever grateful, Kelly. Well, Kelly, I am grateful to you for standing up against Kaiser, who has been arguably the worst when it comes to discriminating against their employees and also against their patients. And I'm so glad that you were able to stand strong and to not capitulate. There are many people that were coerced, intimidated, and were treated like by the criminals, actually, I should say, running that organization, who violated their rights. And there are active lawsuits. So thank you, Kelly, for that wonderful note. I love hearing from you, friends. I've got a snail mail address for you in the description box if you would like to send me something in the mail. Now, I've got two other things I want to share with you. So let's take a look at Kaiser. And we just talked about Kaiser, how they were bullying their employees to become human pincushions. So let's figure out the difference between the cold, the flu, and I'm just going to focus on cooties. This is, look at how they're trying to employ some confusion here. They put RSV, which really is with young children. They put that between the flu and COVID here so that people can't match up the symptoms that easily. We're going to exclude the cold. I'm not talking about that. And I'm not talking about RSV. I am talking about the flu and COVID. So here we have it, the common symptoms: chills for the flu, chills for COVID, cough for the flu, cough for COVID, fatigue or weakness for the flu, fatigue or weakness for COVID, fever over 100 degrees, fever over 100 degrees, headache, headache. Aha, no muscle pain or body aches with COVID. You know, with COVID, yes. And then sore throat. So runny or stuffy nose, runny or stuffy nose. And for the flu, loss of taste or smell. Hey, wait a minute. We were told that happened with COVID. And then wheezing. So there you have it, friends. They're exactly different because one is called the flu and one is called COVID. Well, hey, at least they're not called the measles. I did a video for you yesterday, a very short video about the Brady Bunch and about all of the children coming down with measles. And they were sitting around playing board games and they also did crossword puzzles and they were drawing pictures and they were joking and laughing. And even the father, Mike Brady, called the doctor and chuckled and said, "Oh, my children have the measles. Can you come by for a house call?" And amazingly, the doctors came by for a house call. Now, I'm not going to leave you a link here because YouTube can also take down videos if they don't like the outgoing links, which is a reminder not to put any links in your comments. I did a video called "Am I Deleting Your Comments?" And I explained all about how the links will trigger AI. Just go to Odyssey. Actually, that's even better. Go to Odyssey. It's called "The Brady Bunch Got Measles," and you can watch that for yourself. Interestingly, the plot was not so much about measles as it was between a female doctor and a male doctor and the children preferring one over the other. I thought that was interesting back in the 70s. You know, when you watch this show, it'll give you a glimpse kind of into my childhood, because I grew up pretty much in a house that looked like this back in the good old days. Love the 70s. All right, friends, signing off for now. A little bonus video for you this weekend. I appreciate having you on board. Please take the time to watch some of my playlists. I have them organized according to your interest. If you're interested in getting an exemption, for example, from the flu, you can take a look at that. If you want to learn more about RFK and how he has been bamboozling his followers, if you want to learn about tariffs, if you want to find out how I feel about your favorite Martian, Elon Musk, I have that as well. So all there for you, friends, hundreds and hundreds of videos. And I thank you for being on board with me. And I look forward to seeing you in an upcoming broadcast.